Good morning. The upper-level disturbance that brought scattered showers and some bursts of rain to the region yesterday is now lifting north of Cape Cod and out of the New York and New England area. The result will be a fair amount of sunshine today. We do have areas of fog to start off, lowering visibilities, but temperatures are on the comfortable side and generally in the high 40s and lower 50s. As the fog dissipates, it will reveal a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds today. And with the heating of the day, we'll get a few billowing clouds and a couple of random scattered showers or thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs will generally be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. An impulse from the Great Lakes will work its way toward us tonight. The result will be cloudy skies with increasing chances for showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder in spots, as lows drop down into the upper 50s on average. Tomorrow, more disturbances will pass through the region along with a cool front. Showers and thunderstorms will be likely off and on through the day, and temperatures will top out in the upper 60s and lower 70s. That front will clear through the region tomorrow evening and overnight will begin to dry things out, and that will set us up for a drier but also cooler Sunday for Mother's Day. Sunshine will be in and out through the day, and we do run the risk of a shower or maybe even a rumble of thunder, but generally dry, breezy, with temperatures on Sunday topping out in the lower to mid-60s. A trough of low pressure will bring a cool pool of air into our region on Monday, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds and just a slight risk of a shower. I think the temperature will be the bigger story, as highs will generally be in the 50s to around 60. Back to full sunshine on Tuesday in the lower 60s before we reach the 70-degree mark with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, the next chance of showers not arriving until Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the upper Ohio Valley into central Pennsylvania, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of central and southern Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley. Storms will likely become more intense during the afternoon across Texas as several impulses of energy ejected from an upper trough in northern Mexico migrate across the region. Daytime heating combined with increasing dew points will result in modest destabilization. Vertical wind profiles will support mid-level rotation, and hail will be the main threat. Although a moist and unstable air mass will be in place, weak flow in the lowest 3 kilometers of the atmosphere will likely limit the tornado potential. Meanwhile, increasing mid- and upper-level winds will overspread the lower Great Lakes and Appalachians ahead of an upper-level Midwest trough. Daytime heating will lead to increasing instability, and fast-moving linear segments could produce strong to locally damaging wind gusts. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 12 noon Eastern Time back on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Denver Centennial Airport, Colorado, at 5:31 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have shallow fog, 10 miles visibility and 51 degrees, the dew point 49, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and currently it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Dryden, Texas, Entiat, Washington, and Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 19 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds near 80, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 61, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month 17 hundredths, which is 8 tenths of an inch below normal, and 8.26 inches for the year, which is 3.88 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 92, set in 1970, and the record low, 28, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with a scattered shower, possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a scattered shower and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs around 80. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a scattered shower and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a scattered shower, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny with a scattered shower and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely lower 70s. Partly sunny, breezy, cooler on Sunday. Just the risk of a shower in the lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, cool on Monday around 60 with a isolated shower. Mostly sunny, lower 60s Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds, 70 on Wednesday, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday with highs into the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.